This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still urging President Trump to urge Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell to call the Senate back into session so we can take action on gun violence bills the House has already passed. McConnell says he won't call senators back early, but action on those measures will be at the top of the list when the Senate does return in September. Meanwhile, California Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, who's a shooting survivor herself, says she thinks this rises to the level of calling the Senate back into session.
When people are fearful to go out, to go to festivals, to go to grocery stores, to theaters, for fear that someone's going to blow people up, we have a problem.
She was speaking to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On the heels of mass shootings that have rattled the nation, a man's in custody after causing a scare at a Springfield, Missouri Walmart. Reportedly, the man in his 20s was wearing body armor and military fatigues, carrying what police call a tactical rifle. It prompted a Walmart worker to pull the fire alarm, and the suspect then walked out an emergency door, where an off-duty firefighter held him at gunpoint until police officers responded and took him into custody. House Democrat Dick Durbin is in agreement with President Trump that former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's case should be looked at, as Trump suggests he may commute Blagojevich's sentence.
It's clearly demonstrated is guilty of wrongdoing in public office. He was convicted of that and sentenced and has paid a heavy price.
Over 300 of the 680 migrants who were rounded up by ICE in Mississippi this week have now been released. This is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
The head of the NRA reportedly contacted President Trump earlier this week to discuss gun control legislation talk after the two mass shootings over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks, the president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
The original filming site for the Field of Dreams movie will see a game in real life played between the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox next year. The White Sox will play host to the Yankees in Dyersville, Iowa on August 13, 2020, as a temporary 8,000-seat stadium will be assembled at the site for that game. Build it and they will come, I suppose. And police are investigating after two Texas zebras are dead. A property owner in New Braunfels had bought the animals earlier in the day, but they got loose. The two animals were returned to the owner, but both later died of unknown causes, according to police. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by a 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, as we've been saying on the show. It is the truth that will set you free. All this ad hominem opinionating is not doing anything to heal the problems of this country. And I'll tell you, our next guest is someone that I just am so grateful for her championing the cause for truth on behalf of we the people. I'm talking about Sarah Carter, currently an investigative reporter, Fox News contributor. She's a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum as well, amongst all her other duties. You do have other parts of your life that you do contend with, do you not, Sarah?
Thank you so much for having me on, Bill. Yeah, well, it's been a long 3 years of the investigation. I really appreciate what you have to say. You know, there have been quite a few of us involved in trying to get the answers and seek those answers that are the truth based on documentation, based on facts, not based on hyperbole or, you know, rumor or even lies or innuendo coming from sources without credibility. So it's really been a long 3 years. And it was interesting last night, quite a few people asked pretty much the same question you asked today, you know, how'd you pull through the last 3 years? And I, you know, it's just one step at a time, one bite at a time, right?
Exactly. Well, that was my thought. That was my thought is that, you know, who would have thought this is 3 years plus. I mean, this has been quite the process because the resistance is well fortified. They're well rooted. There's no doubt. And we've been saying from day one when Donald Trump came in as an outside agent, they were not going to be very happy because they were thriving on the incompetency and the darkness of this government. And Donald Trump is here for a reason, and he has shed light on all this, and what you've been shedding light on behalf of the people here, Sarah, which we're so grateful for all the great work that you and, you know, Judicial Watch, John Solomon, I mean, the long list of people that have been pulling on this thread that you keep pulling on the thread and it keeps getting longer and longer. And the thing is what's scary about this is that it connects to the White House.
That's right. I mean, I think that's what, you know, in the scope of everything, what we have to realize is that had Donald Trump not become president, when you think of it this way, hypothetically, all the people that have been exposed would have been in enormous positions of power now.
Exactly.
We would have never really known the truth unless somebody really wanted to dig and find out or unless somebody talked. And remember, in the very beginning, I mean, this was almost nearly 3 years ago, the part of the story that started to unravel dealt with the unmasking. And I brought that up last night on Sean Hannity's show. And thank God for Judicial Watch and their capability and Tom Fitton, Chris Farrell, and all of them for their ability to raise the funding that's needed to fight for these documents in court. Because without these documents, the American people really would not know the truth. You know, we FOIA'd documents in the past, John and I, and that takes a long time. Judicial Watch is able to take them to task in a courtroom and fight them here in the federal level in Washington, D.C., and that's what they've done. And that's the reason why last night they were able to break the FBI 302 interviews with Bruce Orr.
Bruce Orr, exactly.
So, yeah, and he was he's still at the Justice Department. He was demoted 3 times because of the discovery first, that he did not basically tell his superiors that he was a back channel for the FBI for the British spy Christopher Steele after the FBI basically let Christopher Steele go because he was leaking information to the media. And so Bruce Orr continued. The FBI still needed and wanted information from Christopher Steele, which, by the way, they've never been able to verify.
That's
not
amazing.
Even to this day.
Right. That's amazing.
If you read Robert Mueller's report, you'll see for a fact that Robert Mueller says unverified,
right.
Unverified dossier. So, but they use that information anyways to get a warrant through the FISA court to spy on Carter Page, which is so, it's such an amazing story. It would be hard for listeners to understand. Like, if I was to write this as a novel,
exactly,
or a screenplay, it would be almost impossible for people to follow because everybody else is connected to everybody else, is connected to something different. And as you unravel those layers, you start to see what was going on and what it was and what it appears to be was a soft coup.
Exactly. I think you're very diplomatic in referring to it as a soft coup. I mean, a coup's a coup. I mean, I don't want to correct you, but I know you're being, very judicious about it, just like John Solomon. John Solomon's very careful, and you have been as well, and I respect that. But, Jerome Corsi called it a coup. You've called it a coup several times here.
It is a coup.
Yes.
It is a coup. It is a coup. And the reason I say a soft coup is because there's different types of coups, right?
Mm-hmm.
The military
takeover, right. Exactly.
It's a bloody coup. No, this is a different type. This was, I say, soft coup because it's done under the underbelly, right, without people realizing what's going on. They made it very overt, actually, when President Trump became president, when he was elected president, because then they had no other choice but to kick in what I believe and what Senator Lindsey Graham has said is their insurance policy.
Exactly.
And the insurance policy was to continue to go after President Trump until he was impeached. And what made it so difficult to write these stories was because there were so many people that in the media in particular that were on the side of Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Hillary Clinton, that they didn't want to report the facts. They wanted to report what these officials and former officials were saying without any facts.
Exactly.
That President Trump was somehow a Manchurian candidate, sent by the Russians, to become president, when everybody knew that was in here in Washington, D.C., analysts and others, that Vladimir Putin really had no idea how President Trump was going to be as a president for him.
Exactly.
And he was nervous and afraid of that.
Well, he knew Hillary Clinton. I mean, he knew Bill Clinton. He had had their way with him. So that's why it's beyond reason to think that he wanted Donald Trump to be elected. I thought Mueller's statement to that end was totally incorrect, coming from somebody who didn't even know, which blew me away. He didn't know about Fusion GPS.
That's right. I mean, how do you not know about Fusion GPS, which is basically the center mass? Fusion GPS, State Department, working in conjunction with the FBI, the center mass, to get the information that they wanted, the disinformation out. And we know that now based on these 302s. We see the meetings that Bruce Orr had at the DOJ, even those connections with people like Pavlak over at State Department, and how Christopher Steele was meeting with folks at State, and how he wanted to leak information. You have Bruce Orr saying emphatically that this foreign British spy, former British spy, by the way, which is still, I hate using that word former, he's still in touch with people at MI6, he's still working his sources, was actually interfering in a U.S. election. want to talk about interfering in the U.S. election?
Well, that's the thing that's so rich about all this. And we're going to get deeper into these 302s on the other side of the break as our conversation with Sarah Carter continues. Sarah, I will tell you, I had to pick up the book, The Mueller Report, which has an introduction with Alan Dershowitz, because when you talk about all the names involved, it is phenomenal. And I had to track him down, and this was a great resource for me. So that is dog-eared right now and stays close to me, because when you follow all the players here, it's unending. More from Sarah Carter after this. Right. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live
I'll tell you, Sarah, you know, you don't know how hard it is to speak French in Russian. I'm just saying.
That's what I was just going to say, that is the best line I have heard in a long time.
Well,
speak French. In Russian.
I
don't even know where that's coming from, but I love it.
Well, that and the hanging prepositions, you know, we just love it too. Sarah Carter, investigative reporter and Fox News contributor, visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, continues with us. Sarah, time to, let's break it wide open. The Bruce Orr 302s, grateful to all the work you've been doing, Judicial Watch as well on this. Explain to our audience what these 302s are revealing about Bruce Orr. And the other thing, too, when we started talking about it in the last segment, is the timing. Interestingly, the timing of these meetings with Bruce Orr our fired operative from the CIA.
That's right. They all coincide. They all coincide with different steps that the FBI was taking to move forward with these FISA warrants, with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant. Remember, it wasn't just about spying on Carter Page.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they wanted access to Carter Page was this, so they could have secondary and tertiary connections with people. So they would be listening to his conversations and those conversations with others and those other conversations with others. And they could go back, because when you're collecting data on someone and when you get a FISA warrant, you don't just move from that point forward.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually go back into their phone calls and records and collect those records as well. So this is why they wanted them. And what's so fascinating about these 302s is that it makes it very clear now that the FBI knew very well the bias and prejudice coming from Christopher Steele, that Christopher Steele had told Bruce Orr on numerous occasions that he did not want Trump to become president, that he would do anything he could to stop him. Bruce Orr did tell that to the FBI, but the FBI kept wanting more and more information. There's on December 20th, 2016, Orr apparently provided the FBI with his wife Nellie Orr's Fusion GPS research.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. They knew everything. They knew the information was coming from Fusion GPS. They don't specifically state that in the FISA. They don't even let the courts really know what's going on here, which is that Hillary Clinton and the DNC are paying for this research that is then being recirculated throughout the government, piled on top of each other. So, for example, one story that Christopher Steele leaks, right, if he leaks it to Michael Isikoff from Yahoo News, then they not only use his research, which was unverified, but then they use the story as a separate piece of evidence to pile on.
Exactly.
So it's the same piece of information, but they're piling on from different areas because they're leaking the information.
Sarah, people need to understand, they need to understand why the game, why they do this. Because when they leak this information, they bring that to the FISA court as if it's common knowledge, right? I mean, there is a strategy.
They bring it to the FISA court as if it's new evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, look, not only do we have this from this document, but we have this story from the Washington Post or the New York Times or Reuters that says a similar thing. So here's a separate piece.
Right.
Collected evidence.
The story they planted.
Exactly. The story they planted. So they build on the evidence with their unverified. So it's not even like it's a real piece of evidence. It's not like they're trying to skirt around it or trying to add, which would be wrong anyways. They bring unverified evidence twofold, which they leaked.
Why is it so important for, you know, in the legal system, in this whole process, to make sure that the information you're getting is not prejudiced? And why the FBI decided early on they needed to have distance and fire, not only because he did leak information, I'm talking about Christopher Steele, but also because he was so prejudiced, that should have invalidated and disqualified any of his report whatsoever, right?
Oh, absolutely. The court absolutely requires that the evidence be verified. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you will have no one in that courtroom to defend you. This is the only court in the land where nobody represents you. So if I'm the FBI and I want to spy on Bill Martinez, I better have all of the evidence verified and validated when I bring it before the secret court, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, because there will be no one there to defend you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based on our Fourth Amendment. This is
exactly.
The right for people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. This is what makes our nation so great and so different from so many other countries. And once that erodes, once the government has the capability to basically go into your paperwork, go through your records, go into your home, we might as well live in the former Soviet Union, or in Russia today, or in Pakistan, or in other nations where you have no rights whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the damage that can be done if the government has access to information. Information is a gold mine, right? It's more than money. It's the real power.
Right.
If they can listen in on your phone conversations or those of judges or of state-level officials or congressional officials and collect information on them, imagine what people can do with that information. It's not like you're going to put people to jail. You could blackmail people. You could do whatever mm-hmm. you want.
Right.
But look at what happened here. The country's been literally held hostage for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
For 2.5 years, because the people that were in power did not want Donald Trump. They didn't care about the fact that we had a duly elected president, that the American people went out there and elected President Trump to become president. They didn't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about your rights. They believed they knew better than you, than those people who voted for President Trump.
Exactly.
And they were going to save those people from what they didn't want, which was this president. And they were desperate to have Hillary Clinton there. Even if some of them didn't like her, they wanted her.
Well,
that was it.
Even one of the FBI interrogants who met with her, on that fateful day to inquire about all the emails and everything like that, referred to her as Madam President. What does that tell you?
Oh, it tells you that that's exactly what they, and I can tell you this, from my sources involved at that time during the investigation, that's exactly what almost everyone thought at the highest levels. They even told one source of mine, she's going to be the next president of the United States. I wouldn't push this if I were you.
Exactly. Well, that's what held Comey back. He said the reason he had to approach it this way was that he did not want to, keep her from becoming president.
So two-tier justice system, Bill, is that what we're talking about now? Because that's what I talked about
last time. It's obvious, isn't it?
It is. And people should be very concerned about this. It's hard for us to face the facts that in our country, something like this can happen. But we have to be very diligent and we have to be very open about what happened. Because if we cover it up, if the DOJ covers it up, if people sweep this under the rug and say, well, let's just move on, it won't be the end of it. And it really will erode the foundation that our nation's based on. Why should someone think that America is exemplary if we do the exact same thing that every other banana republic does on the planet? If we don't hold people accountable, if Lady Liberty and Lady Justice, and the scales of justice are not balanced. I mean, the reason so many nations erode is one major thing. It's inequality in the justice system. It's when the justice system fails them. I saw that in Afghanistan. I've seen that in other places throughout the world where I traveled, where people absolutely lose their faith in their country because the justice system is failing them. And the Department of Justice is one of the most respected throughout the world, our Department of Justice. And that's why I truly do have faith that William Barr and John Durham are going to do their job. And if they don't, then I think we have a really serious problem on our hands.
Sarah, there really are our Obi-Wan Kenobis on this, are they not?
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
really, our final hope. I mean, because if
I
we love, are going to...
You said that, Obi-Wan Kenobi, yeah.
I think so.
It really is.
Sarah Carter, I'm Bill Martinez, visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and investigative reporter. Sarah, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum testosterone passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still urging President Trump to urge Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell to call the Senate back into session so it can take action on gun violence bills the House has already passed. McConnell says he won't call senators back early, but action on those measures will be at the top of the list when the Senate does return in September. Meanwhile, California Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, who's a shooting survivor herself, says she thinks this rises to the level of calling the Senate back into session.
When people are fearful to go out, to go to festivals, to go to grocery stores, to theaters, for fear that someone's going to blow people up, we have a problem.
She was speaking to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on their banner ad, and get back on the road to health. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, we have a soundbite. It's going to be posted at BillMartinezLive.com. Speaking of which, it's a little over 4 minutes of the president. In fact, I tweeted it out and put it on Facebook last night that shows the president time and again disavowing white supremacy, racism, and bigotry. And each time, I mean, you know, initially it was accepted, it was there, he disavowed it quickly. Since he's become president, he's disavowed it. But yet, the mainstream media and those in cable news on the left that are doing everything they can to support the impeachment of Donald Trump insist that he is a white supremacist. Even to the point that you've got candidates now without any basis whatsoever. Beto O'Rourke, here he is, you know, for the citizens, his fellow citizens that he says he cares so much about, that he tells them that the president is a white supremacist. And what is he doing, you know, to heal his people there, those that he represented at one time in El Paso, Kirsten Gillibrand, all for the sake of political points in this. But, you know, at the end of the day, the truth is going to come out once and for all, but the president has been consistent about it. But if you don't have ears to hear and you want to buy into and be convinced that the president is a white supremacist, there's no amount of, beyond even 20 years of documented history
and you know, right there on video of the president disavowing all forms of white supremacy, even through, you know, his candidacy and into his presidency. Again, the left has continued to take him out of context. Now, we're standing by here for Jeff Cruer, Louisiana's Pride and Joy, and we're going to connect. We're connecting live with his show, as we've done from time to time, and we're on standby, and I think I hear him starting to come through now. Jeff, are you there? Okay.
The ringside programs.
Well, here it is. Jeff Cruer joins us now. We join each other's show live, and the Cajun Crusher is with us. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Always. I was just talking to our audience about this 4-minute soundbite that we had of the president. You know, going back a couple of decades before he was even a president, and he was a person of interest, obviously, in New York, and they're always going to him for his opinion. He has been consistent, Jeff, about disavowing white supremacy, bigotry, racism. I mean, it has been consistent for decades. Even now, they ask him, they say, well, when are you going to disavow? I just did. And, you know, you don't want to accept the truth of his heart, because they are convinced that he is a white supremacist and disqualified to be the president of the United States of America.
It's so frustrating, so irritating to see the media do that. He has spent his career speaking out against it. How many times does he have to denounce people like David Duke? How many times does he have to denounce white supremacy? I mean, at this point, it's a charge that they throw out that's as meaningless as the racism charge. Mm-hmm. They do it to try to get political points. And it's meaningless because it's untrue. And President Trump is someone who I think is really irritates them. He upsets them. He is someone that they can't figure out how to beat. So they throw these terms around, these slurs. I don't think it's working with the American people, Bill. I really don't.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm old school. I've been in broadcasting for over 40 years, as you know. And, boy, I was raised in the days that if you couldn't verify a statement, that, you know, you couldn't report on it. And even if you could verify it, you better make sure that you have the whole truth and nothing but. You were not allowed. And believe me, I knew how to edit things. I got to be really good with a razor blade. And then even when I worked in L.A. with Chuck Bloor, one of the most brilliant program directors of ever, I learned how to use scissors to even edit. Okay, Jeff, that's how good we were in dealing with analog, all right? So we knew how to do all this stuff. You couldn't take things out of context. I mean, that was professionally disdained and unacceptable. But today, anonymous reporting, president says, hey, look, if you got a problem here with this country, why don't you go home, you figure it out, and then come back and teach us how to do it, right?
Right.
And so that is what the media hears is go back to your own country. He didn't even say go back to your own country.
Right.
And let's not even talk about part two, about once you've learned, come back and teach us.
And then you've got a situation where you have Joe Biden, who's going out and making one of the major planks of his platform the fact that Donald Trump supposedly supported white supremacists in Charlottesville, when he did not, when
he
condemned them.
Right.
And Joe Biden, Bill, is lying.
Well, this comes from a representative.
Call him on that.
Yeah, and this comes from a representative of the Democratic Party that has been known to support the KKK. I mean, they have got such a rich history of this. But let's turn our backs on that reality and let's try and, you know, pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, and put it all on Donald Trump, which is a total lie. You're exactly right.
You know, one of their big mentors was Robert Byrd.
Yes.
I mean, former leader of the KKK.
Right.
And, Joe Biden's admitted he worked with segregationists. I mean, we could go on and on about the history of the Democrat Party and their connections to the KKK and racism. And they're trying to now say it's Donald Trump and the Republicans when the history tells us a different story, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are in intense times, where there's a lot of dynamic tension going on. And the tension is between the truth and a lie. It really is that simple, evil and good. And people need to understand what they want to commit themselves to. You know, another case in point here is what you reported on, Jeff, and that is Mario Lopez found out what happens when you bring your brown face but forget your officially approved brown voice, right?
Right. This is an amazing story I wrote about. And he is a newly hired host of Access Hollywood. And he had to apologize for opining that a 3-year-old child should not determine their gender It was a statement he made on a podcast, and of course it's a sensible, common sense statement that no child that young should be making any decisions. We want to leave that to the parents, but he was condemned as being transphobic. He had to apologize. He had to claim that his statement was ignorant and insensitive. It's part of the narrative that we live in today where we cannot tell the truth. The mob out there, the online mob, is going to demonize anybody who talks about traditional values, Bill.
Now, are they going to have Alexis listening in on his conversation with his children to make sure that he's not wrongfully indoctrinating him now that he's been called on this?
You know, that's what I worry about. That's why I don't have Alexa. I don't know what Alexa's doing and who they're reporting to and what kind of monitoring's going on. But it really is amazing that you can't even say something truthful about parenting. And you've got this kind of online mob out there. And it just points to the problem that I have with Hollywood. I've been talking on my program, Bill, about this new movie coming out where they're going to be it's all about the hunt.
Oh, this is dangerous. Exactly.
You're going to be trying to take out at some resort and elitists go to this resort where they get to hunt deplorables. I've never heard of anything more disgusting than that. And it's supposedly satire. But in this day and age, for that kind of movie, for Hollywood to be promoting that, when they claim we have too much gun violence, and in all these Hollywood movies, what do I see but gun violence, Bill?
Exactly, exactly. Well, and this is why it's all under scrutiny, and rightfully so. And, you know, some people, of course, the media wants it both ways. They want to be able to have a free reign for creativity, and they take exception when they're called out, when their creativity crosses the bounds, right?
And I think that they want to point fingers at people like Donald Trump and conservatives when they don't want to accept any of the blame, that maybe they're partially responsible for the kind of things that are going on in this country today.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's in our society. It is a cultural problem, and it is one, Jeff, I will tell you sincerely and, you know, from the depths of my heart to say that Donald Trump is not going to fix this. The politicians aren't going to fix this. This is something that has to be measured and decided upon within the souls of every American citizen. We have walked away from that which is moral and good and right and noble, and we're wondering why we are reaping, you know, these kind of disasters. And I would say this is the only thing I agree with Beto O'Rourke on. This will continue until the hearts of men in the United States are changed. And when I say men, I'm using the generic men and women and all citizens of this country.
I agree. I think we need a spiritual reawakening, and I think that is the only answer. And hopefully we'll have that as a society in the days ahead, because we need it, Bill.
Amen. He's the Cajun Crusher, and it's always a pleasure to join your show live and have you on our show live as well.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? That you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
To hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding. They're the direct lending team that'll start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. You can give them a call, 800-700-8068, for all the details. In my daily devotion today, as I was reading about the children of Israel, and why they went into captivity, and when they were coming back, the remnant that was called to come back to the promised land, one of the things that struck out to me was that what the prophet had realized was that the people had forgotten whose they were, and as a result of forgetting whose they were, they forgot who they were. You know, and I thought, whoa, this is all about identity. And more these days, I have books coming across my desk from authors that speak to this issue. The Kendrick Brothers, based on their upcoming movie called Overcomer, is a lot focused on the book of Ephesians and identity. Sherry Rose Shepherd is with us right now, and she's got a new series that we're going to be talking about that deals with this issue. She is a best-selling author and speaker. Dyslexia itself could have branded her life, but she contended for a healthier, God-ordained identity rather than the one the culture would have defined for her. Sherry's story of victory has been inspiring as a frequent conference speaker, guest on major TV and radio programs, social media personality, and author whose books have sold over a million copies. Sherry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Your latest series, Adventures with the King, are books that are seed planting treasures geared toward young children ages 4 to 8. What a gift. I want you to know, not only for parents, but for grandparents. I'm looking forward to sharing this. I'm going to go to Hawaii. I'm going to go and hug our my latest grandson, who is 2 weeks old, this Saturday. And excited. Yes, thank you. Thank you. A real mazel tov, I'm telling you. So we're going to Hawaii, and I'm taking your books with me because the 3-year old is the 3-year old is going to be ready for this. So we're going to have some story time. A Hero's Prayer is brilliant. I love it, by the way, as well as the other one that you sent me, a Princess Prayer. You know, looking forward to the time. So again, thank you for that.
Well, I'm so honored that folks on family asked me to do this series. They came to me and asked if I'd write a series for Adventures with the King because his Princess, the book, had done so well. But I'm a first-generational Christian. I'm Jewish and became born again by two missionaries of a non-Christian boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
And it's interesting how God kind of called me. And so I've always been the Jewish princess, my dad's Jewish princess, if you will.
Right, right.
And, yeah, and I'm still a daddy's girl to this day. But I, being a first-generational Christian, you know, I had my son first, and 11 years later I got my daughter. And I remember just thinking, how do I instill faith in this baby when I don't even have a foundation of faith, to be honest? You know, I didn't have anything, any role model, nothing to show me the way.
So even as a Jewish princess, you had limited teaching in the Torah and the Old Testament.
When we went to temple, they spoke in Hebrew, and we just kind of sat there as kids. So I didn't. It wasn't like when I go to church today.
Right. Well, that's like Catholic kids in the old day. It was all in Latin, right?
Right.
And,
exactly.
Now it's in the vernacular, and you've got the language of the people today. So it's a little bit more engaging, to say the least.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I'm very thankful for my Yeshuts, but I felt very like, how am I? So I noticed that immediately little boys just want to be a hero, the superpowers, you know, all the things. So I don't know why God just put in my spirit, hey, Jake, let's pray that you can have superpowers today to rescue someone. And I made him a little hero of the faith cape. And he would put it on and he'd go, dear Jesus, beam me up, you know. And then we'd go to Target or we'd go to grocery shopping or, you know, wherever we were going, he would be looking for someone to rescue. And so I trained him that way. Today he's a 30-year-old man with 3 of my grandchildren, and he still talks about divine appointments he has every day with his kids. And
is he still wearing the cape?
Yeah, when he turned 13, he stopped wearing the cape, and I gave him away for adoption. No, just kidding. I said, then get out. If you will not wear the cape to junior high school, we cannot have you in this home.
Talk about pure pressure. I love it. That's great.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Jewish guilt, see? But I just, and then with a little girl, I noticed they always want to be a princess, so I love the storyline God gave me for them to just, this little girl that prayed, God, Mommy, will you pray I can be a princess? One day she's hearing a message in Sunday school that God's the King of Kings, and the light goes on in her little mind. Well, wait, if God's the King of Kings, oh, I already am a princess.
Exactly.
But I also think the other 4 books in the series following this is going to be more application. This is more identity driven, the first 2, and the others are more navigating the royal calling of the princess and navigating the heroic call of the hero of the faith. And so I set up a bunch of situations, like situations on playgrounds or situations where one daddy lost his job and the other daddy didn't, and one's going on a big vacation and the little boy has an idea that they get to have a vacation in their backyard, and it's called imagination vacation. And at the end they have their, like, this is the best vacation we ever had, and they never had to go anywhere, they didn't have to spend money. And then there's
that's a real true staycation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes, really. None of the hassle of packing and vacationing in your own backyard. Yeah. I just feel like today, kids, I know there's a lot of hard things out there, and there's a lot of things for us as parents and grandparents to worry about, to be honest, but I feel like instead equip them with the confidence, like me being dyslexic, you know, my English teacher told me I was born to lose. I'd never amount to anything. And they didn't know a lot about dyslexia, so they thought I was just rebellious and wouldn't memorize the reading material.
You probably didn't even realize how many presidents were dyslexic either.
Yeah, exactly. So I could have bought that as my identity, and then I didn't have a strong relationship with my mom, and so my parents were divorced when I was young. Mm. And nowadays I know there's a lot of divorce, but when I was a kid, no one was divorced in my entire school or neighborhood. So I was very oddball, very, you know, that could have become my identity.
You're a child of divorced parents. You have dyslexia. And don't tell me you wore thick glasses, too.
No, I didn't wear thick glasses, but I had a weight problem. Okay. No one watched my diet, and I was very, you know, I was a very chubby little girl. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought I'd grow up to be Mrs. America one day, right?
Well, here you are.
Yeah, but that was years ago. That was 1995. But my point, I always say my real title is Misunderstood.
I love that.
And
great.
It's my permanent title. But the one neat thing about the learning disorder, for if anybody listening has any kind of learning challenge, not just learning educationally, maybe you have an emotional disorder from something, trauma in your childhood, like I have had trauma, is that instead of making it where I'm marked like, oh, okay, I didn't have the right family, I had abuse, but, you know, all those things. I had to work through those things, of course, and get help. But I have flipped it to those are the things that give me compassion for humanity.
Exactly.
And those are the things that give me passion for these, for the writings. And I think those are the reasons why His Princess sold 1 million copies, and it just sold another 200,000, and it came out in 32 languages now in the last couple of years. And I know it's because it was written off of not allowing the identity that I could have given myself, or that the devil could have given me, or the man or teacher. It was really driven off of compassion for humanity, going, wait, we need to know who our daddy is and then how powerful he is in us, and allow, like Paul says, our weakness to become God's strength,
exactly,
where he can show off.
Yeah.
And God can show off who he really is, where if I have it all together, it doesn't really give God a chance to show off. It's Sherry showing off.
Yeah, exactly.
And that just leads people to thinking, Sherry, you know, I train speakers. I do a lot of coaching with speakers now because I've been on a four-year sabbatical with a cancer battle.
Oh.
And so I'm fighting stage 4 cancer. They gave me 8 weeks to live, almost 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here. Yeah. So, and I'm going back.
That's because your daddy has a different plan.
That's right. His word is the final word, and I'm actually going back out, and I'm going to start speaking again. So if anybody listening is planning conferences, I'm actually going to do Adventures with the King conferences for grandparents, mentors, and moms, because I think that a lot of times with grandparents, they do not understand the power they can have, even if they're not in next to their grandkids, like I'm not. My kids are in North Carolina. I'm in California taking care of my elderly parents, and
That's why we love FaceTime.
FaceTime's the best. You can write legacy letters to your grandkids that they can have later in life, mm-hmm, like when they're teenagers, when they're married, things that you can, I have all kinds of creative ideas, and I think moms are looking for creative ideas and dads, and so I just want to reinstill us, how do we have Adventures with the King and what's going on in the world today? There's a lot more going on against our kids than ever before, to be able to keep their identity in Christ.
And there's a lot contending for their attention.
Yeah.
And so what are we going to let them attend to? Are we going to let them attend for something that is good or something that is evil?
Well, I think the more bigger question, too, yes, is how. Because I think most moms are saying to me when I do conference calls and Facebook Lives are, how?
Exactly.
Yes, we know what we need to do. But
Sherry, we're running out of time, and I want to give you time to be able to tell everybody how to be in touch with you, especially on the speaking tour. How can they get in touch with you?
They can email me at rose@hisprincess.com. Rose, R-O-S-E, at his,
perfect,
like the book, princess.com.
Sherry Rose Shepherd on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sherry. Take care.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.